is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Today, we're here to teach elementary school and to protect our children. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts on Genesis are free. If you need to refresh your memory or revisit or share something that you've heard on this broadcast, just click on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. In 1960, Isaac Asimov, a world-renowned scientist, came to the elementary school I attended. Our class learned about the atom and our future, which included nuclear power. I took copious notes. 50 years later, I still have that notebook. My parents made sure they kept it for me. Today, it's our turn. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, lead physicist for the United States Navy at the Pentagon, is with us. He's the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. I just found out that Rick is not connected yet. But today we're teaching our version of the Isaac Asimov class that I was part of over 50 years ago. So today we're going to do something that's not been done before. We're teaching sixth grade science, live and worldwide. Dr. Miller will be in the first chair. And I'd like to tell you about a wonderful person I met. I met Grace Thorne, a sixth grade science teacher at our Get Prepared Expos. She's been to our seminars, our meetups, and our banquet dinners. She comes from out of state to Missouri to be with us. She's one of us. And if you could select a teacher for your children, I'm certain that Grace Thorne would be one. Grace Thorne does something that few teachers would even consider doing. She plays the radio for 2 hours in her classroom on Thursdays when Dr. Miller teaches science at USAPrepares.com. Today we're taking Grace's class to the next level. Our students are with us. We've moved the class into the superintendent's office, and they're on the phone with us. The name of our school today is Ryan Public School in Ryan, Oklahoma. Our superintendent is Larry Ninman. Our principal, Pete Maples. Our parents of the students are to be congratulated for approving of this class. It's a worldwide class, and thousands will be listening and learning. Grace Thorne's with us. Welcome, Grace. Do we have Grace Thorne? I have a feeling. Our producer is feverishly trying to connect Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Grace Thorne. And what we're going to be doing is we'll be asking students to present their questions one at a time. Great. We've got the students. And are we connecting Dr. Miller? Okay. All right. So Tom is working feverishly to connect Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and we have the students with us. Grace Thorne, welcome to the broadcast. We're connecting Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and he'll be with us shortly. But welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Vincent.
Grace, I've got to ask you, while we're getting Dr. Miller on the line, he's on the West Coast right now. Why is it that you have decided to bring USA Prepares into your classroom on Thursdays?
Well, Dr. Miller can talk to these kids about some things that are way above me. That, and I know they wonder about things that I maybe not can give them the best answer. But he always seems to answer something that we've been talking about or wondering about. And so I just feel like we all learn something when we listen to him.
Well, we're glad to have you as part of the USAPrepares.com. And what do the parents think about you playing the radio in your classroom? I mean, that's highly unusual. You're probably the only teacher in sixth grade America who does that.
Well, I didn't ask permission to play the radio, but I don't think they care, but they all sign the permission slip for their child to be on this program, so I feel like I have all their approval.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So, class, as we get toward the portion where Dr. Richard Allen Mills was, and we're trying to connect with him right now, as we get to that point, bear in mind we'd only like you to use your first name. Do not use your last name. And I'd like to ask the class, we've made special arrangements with Ms. Thorne to skip the test on today's science class. Is that okay with you, class?
Yeah. Very good.
Grace, how did you go about formulating the questions that you've come up with for today's class? What went into the process? Were there any restrictions, any limits, or did you just ask the students to come up with one question per student or multiple questions per student?
Well, yes, we started out with the students. They thought of two questions of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I read their questions, it would bring something to my mind that, you know, that I thought would be a good question too. And so we just kind of put them all together and came up with what we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I saw a list of some of the questions that you've compiled, and they are extraordinary questions. These students are thinking way beyond what I would expect an 11-year-old to ask. Absolutely extraordinary. Let's talk about how long did it take you to formulate these questions? And I see that we have 32 questions. How long was that process? Did you start a week ago and have the children start thinking about the most important burning questions in their minds? Or did this just take 10 minutes?
No, it took longer than 10 minutes. And at first, I'd like to say, you know, I don't think we give these kids enough credit for the way they do think. And you talk about our education system being dumbed down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think sometimes we don't, if we could just turn them loose and let them do and find out what they wanted to know and work on things they wanted to work on, we would be surprised beyond measure, I think. And so we started, well, as soon as I heard from you about doing this program, the next day we started working on our questions. So we've been working about a week on them, and we've been practicing, you know, trying to speak clearly and speak loudly and all that. And so, yeah, we've been working about a week getting ready for this.
Well, Grace, I want to tell you that this is exciting for me. It really is. And I hope that this is just the first of the classes that we teach on the air. I really hope that it really is just the first of many. And because it involves public speaking, it involves working well in a team with others. I know you've taken over the superintendent's office, and he has got to be supporting this. Your principal's got to be supporting it. So, Rick, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, welcome. Welcome to Chair Number One.
Good morning, Grace. I am so proud of you, and I think what you're doing is, like Vincent said, is very, very cool. I just arrived, so I didn't get to hear all of it. I just came in toward the last of when you did it, having trouble keeping all the lines going.
Well, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Why don't we start with the first question? Grace, if you can have your students get ready, let's start with question number one for Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Samantha. Do you think anyone will ever do anything about the nuclear power plants in the United States?
That's an excellent question. In fact, it is of massive concern to everybody, Samantha. I'm impressed, and I love your accent. It's so charming. Even as a child, it's just lovely. Electricity and our romance with electrical current is going to get us all in trouble, because Matt Stein has actually written several books, When Disaster Strikes, When Technology Fails, and at the heart of it are the capacitors on the national grid that if they blow up from a coronal mass ejection, you know, these are like these computer spikes that will burn out transmissions of communication and things like that. It will take the grid down. And the problem is that capacitor is so hybrid in its building that it's going to take a minimum of 2 years to replace it, and if it goes. And so, of course, they've got it, you know, with massive different kinds of protection on it, but it is not inconceivable that if we get a massive coronal ejection from the sun, that won't fry, and then everybody's without power. And so I guess there's nothing that will shield that at this time in our lives, in our technology, in our time in history. We do not yet have technology that can protect us from that event. And as such, I think every single person should be prepared to have water. Because, you know, if the power goes out, how do you pump the water out of the ground? You know, there's a lot of just simple, basic questions. Very good question. And my answer is, I don't think there is anything we can do now.
Samantha, thanks for your question. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Grace Thorne is with us. And we are teaching class, Ryan Public School, Ryan, Oklahoma, 6th grade. We'll be right back. Have your questions ready.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in No. 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, Although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this is a lot of fun for Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Grace Thorne, and me, for absolute certainty. You know, Samantha had a great question on nuclear power in the United States. Here we have an 11-year-old concerned about nuclear power. I think maybe our future is in pretty good hands with our students at Ryan Public School in Ryan, Oklahoma. Education reform, starting right here, right now, class. It is. Grace, why don't we go with our second question. Who's up next?
Hi, this is Mackenzie. What happens in our bodies when we drink Coke?
Feel the curves. That used to be an advertisement. Well, you know the little story you did where you put a rusty nail in your Coke and what happens next. Imagine what that's doing in your body. And it gets worse because the acidity is such that it requires water to come out of your bone marrow in order to digest. And so that Coke is so toxic as to be one of the leading causes for diabetes and obesity in our country today. I think that all soft drinks are toxic, and that I personally no longer drink them. I used to like the Coke. It used to be the pause that refreshes. It's not at all like that at all. And all you have to do is look at people that are drinking Coca-Cola and other kinds of soft drinks, and what does their body look like?
Mackenzie, that's an absolutely brilliant, brilliant question. And here, I have a question for you. Based on what you've just learned from Dr. Miller, would you consider continuing drinking Coke if you drink, or would you just say no?
No.
It's a difficult thing to do, making that transition. You know, one of the other questions was about addiction. And, you know, it follows with Coca-Cola. Basically, your body likes that carbonation, but in fact, it's acidic. And as such, it fools the body. And then with, do you know how much sugar is single can of Coca-Cola? Probably more than 7 heaping teaspoons of sugar. You don't even put that on your cereal. You know, it's really quite bad for you.
Mackenzie, do you have a follow-up question?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Grace, who's up next?
Bryant is up next.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, Dr. Miller. My name is Bryant. Can people be frozen for hundreds of years and live again?
Well, that was a good question. It used to be cryogenics. That's what they called cryogenics, where they would freeze you like they would a hot dog. the problem is when you freeze something, the water in your body expands just like ice does. And as such, it breaks the cell walls. They cause them to explode just like a piece of plastic when you freeze water in plastic. And the bottle then cracks because the ice expanded. When it does that, it'll do that in the body as well, and your cell walls are fragmented. And so, no, cryogenics as we have it today is not possible. Now, they're experimenting with what we call stasis, where we put you into a kind of sleep where all your body functions are working normally, only slowed way down. And that is new directions that have not yet been developed, but everybody would like to think they would. Nice question. It's about water and expansion of water when it turns to ice.
Bryant, do you have a follow-up question?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is good.
Hey,
I'm impressed with their insight and their way of seeing things. I'm impressed.
I am too. Class, Grace Thorne is a 6th grade elementary school teacher in Ryan, Oklahoma. She and her class have taken over the superintendent's office. They're on the speakerphone, and they've formulated 2 hours worth of questions for Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We're going to continue for another hour and a half right here on USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah,
you
got your.
Take my. When you go to the
PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, parents, did you ever wonder what your children are thinking? Now you know. They're very involved in thinking about what we've done on our collective planet. I'm impressed. I am really impressed with the questions. Grace Thorne is teaching class right here with us at USAPrepares.com, live, worldwide. This broadcast is being carried on a satellite that covers Canada, United States, Mexico, Central America, the islands, worldwide on 2 internet radio networks, and 3 radio stations. It's carried throughout the night and throughout the day, all over America. And it's available on podcasts, and you can listen live or later on your smartphone. Grace Thorne's with us. Grace, what's our next question? What student is up next? Which one?
This is Kaylee.
Hi, okay. And I was wondering what really happened in Fukushima.
Yeah, well, Fukushima experienced a movie that you can go watch with called the China Syndrome. Now, that means that when hot radiation gets loose from a container, you know, with cooling and things like that, it burns its way all the way to China. It burns a hole through the earth. There is nothing to stop it. And that is essentially what China's, not China, excuse me, Japan's Fukushima event was about. That reactor 4, what happened is General Electric had put these spent plutonium rods into open pit swimming pools to keep them cool, and then they pump water through there. When the grid went down, when there was the big storm in Japan and they lost power, they could no longer cool those rods, those spent plutonium rods. And here's the bad news, and so it went critical. And when it went critical, it was out of control. And now, today, it's leaking radiation into the Pacific Ocean to such an extent there is now a warning about eating food, fish, from the Pacific. I personally no longer eat fish. I grew up on the West Coast. I'm a Boy Scout that made Eagle as a sea explorer. So I love fish and I live on the beaches, and I can no longer eat things from my ocean. And I'm going to put a caution out there until we know more about what's going on. I would be very careful with the foods that you're eating. Most of the foods you should eat should come from your local garden, not from Mexico or from, South America. That's where most of our food comes from, is from other countries. And right now, this is a good excuse to begin changing your diet and your food choices. Nice question.
Great question. Do you have a follow-up for that?
Yes. Could that ever happen here?
Yes, it could. In fact, that is, again, the concern of Matt Stein when he wrote his important paper, 400 Chernobyls. There are 17 reactors very similar to Fukushima that are on the Madrid fault line, including Oklahoma. And with that said, I would guess that it starts with kids like you telling your parents, why do we need nuclear energy, and close those plants down now? Because when General Electric designed those things, they spent plutonium rod pools were meant to be a temporary a solution, leaving the final solution, unfortunately, to you. And that was absolutely incorrect. That means that now you need to go into the sciences and figure out how to correct the mistakes we made.
Grace, I've got a question for you. Do you have in your classroom a copy of Matt Stein's book, When Technology Fails?
I have the book. I've never taken it to class.
Okay. What I was going to suggest is that I'd like to see if I can get an autographed copy of that book that Dr. Richard Allen Miller is talking about for your students to look at and for you.
I have copies here I can send her that Matt left with me. No problem. Oh, I can do that for her. And that would be a library copy, so that the kids, if they want to, can go into it like an encyclopedia and look up things like Fukushima and things like that. I don't know that Fukushima is covered in the book, but it does talk about plutonium and the problems we have with reactors. This whole thing, nuclear energy is a wrong way to go in technology, and the grid is electrical current. That means they are using nuclear energy to create electricity, both of which need to be revisioned by people like you.
Okay. Rick, what we've learned today is nuclear power is dangerous. We've learned that the the Pacific Ocean has been contaminated with radioactivity, which could really harm us. So we are not going to eat food from the Pacific Ocean until the warning and watch is lifted. And we've learned that Coke is off limits. Is that correct, class? Hey, Rick, we just lost
two. About aliens or something.
We just lost two sponsors, General Electric and Coca-Cola.
Good places to start your boycotting. If you have nuclear power plants in Oklahoma, I would begin as a class writing your congressman, asking him to protect you personally from these serious problems. Put it on them. They're the ones that make the laws, and the only way those laws are changed is by your voice.
You know what would be interesting, Rick? If we do a future class, and the students, if Grace wants to do it, if she wants to have her students write letters to their congressmen and senators, that would be really interesting. Then we could read those letters aloud right here on the broadcast, and the congressman should have no problem understanding that we're serious about this.
I'll tell you, your show is listened to. I have people now and fans from Vincent Finelli in Australia and New Zealand and then in Switzerland and Sweden. So, you know, your voice is being heard across the world right now. And I'm guessing we're not going to get through all the questions, and so we can pick some of this up next week if that's possible with your school and things like that. If not, what we can do is read them in any case because they're very well articulated, and I'd like to address all of the questions. I think every single one of them has merit.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Grace, who's up next?
Well, Vincent, can I say something first?
Sure.
We talked about this yesterday. We have written a total of 50 letters to our congressmen, U.S. congressmen. We have not received one reply from them, not one. And I told the class yesterday that, you know, after 50 letters, it seems like one person would say, this student deserves some kind of reply.
Response, yeah. You could, if you could get Vincent, whom the children wrote to, then Vincent possibly could get on the line and push some buttons.
Okay.
Because I agree with you that children respect. They deserve respect and a response.
Exactly. Okay.
Grace, if you could see the smoke coming out of my ears in the studio right now. I'm absolutely...
And you don't smoke. I've seen it.
You know, I don't smoke cigarettes or cigars or use tobacco in any way, shape, or form. But
well,
what I'm saying is...
He smokes out of his ears.
I'm furious that our class has not been... has not received a response. So here's what I propose that you do. Grace, if you would photocopy those letters that you sent and mail them to me, I will go and the congressmen and senators who you've written them to, I will call them personally and I will say that I have a stack of these letters and I want and I'm going to read them on the air, or we can read them together on the air, or the students who wrote them can read them on the air, and we will put them on notice that we expect a response and we want our children to be protected. It is their job to protect us and we demand it. And unfortunately, it might take embarrassing them publicly worldwide to do it, but that's fine with me. Yeah.
Well, you're already doing it with these questions. You've already started a process, and your children should feel very proud of what they're doing.
And their parents and the administration for supporting this. This is...
Yeah, that's the part that's so impressive. The fact that your administration is supporting this would suggest that you really have a good educational system in place in terms of what you're trying to accomplish.
Grace, who's up next? Who's up next?
This is Lily Rose.
Lily Rose.
Hi. How do poltergeist boo think?
Poltergeist, that's a hard one. I actually did studies on ghosts and poltergeists. They're considered different, by the way. A ghost is supposed to be slightly different than a poltergeist. is happening, whether or not it's a ghost as it's depicted in Hollywood or something else is going on, we don't really know at this point. However, there have been bank robberies that showed the robbery happening that got imprinted into the glass, the windows. And they were able to get identification without cameras on robberies and things because of the event somehow with infrared being imprinted into the structure of the glass. I'm guessing that a poltergeist, very similar.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Ryan Elementary School, Ryan, Oklahoma. Grace Thorne's teaching the class. I'm Vin Finelli. We're learning what sixth grade students want to know. Class, educational reform starts right here at USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I was just talking during the break with the students in the superintendent's office at Ryan Public School in Ryan, Oklahoma, about how this is working. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is in Grants Pass, Oregon, on the west coast, near the Pacific Ocean. I'm in the central part of the country, in Missouri. And the students are in Ryan, Oklahoma. And Nathan, producing the broadcast, is in Minnesota. Thousands of miles of wire are necessary to make all this happen. And so this is technology working in the educational environment, educational reform. Grace Thorne's teaching a sixth grade class live with us at usapreparis.com. Grace, who has the next question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Next up is Gabby.
Gabby.
Hello. How do magicians make objects disappear?
Well, oh boy, well, there's two kinds of magicians. I was going to say musicians, that's probably true too. The first is called laser main or sleight of hand. And that's a more coarse sleight of hand where they have their left hand moving and everybody's watching their left hand while the right hand is removing something that nobody notices. The second type of magician is spelled with a CK, and that it was reserved for the ultra elite of Europe for centuries, and that kind of magic is the art of changing consciousness at will, how to see reality differently. Now, how they can make a building disappear, I have no clue. There are ways to do that that are sleight of hand, and our future will be using what we would call magic with a K, which is basically technology in the future. That's what magic is. It's an advanced form of physics that we don't yet understand. It's kind of like physics with a mystery school, that it works like this, but we really don't know how it works. Kind of like when you drive an automobile. I know you're 12 years old. I know some of you have already driven a vehicle, so there it is. But you don't think in terms of how the engine works, in terms of an internal combustion engine where the gasoline is exploding and moving a piston up and then down to make the vehicle move. You simply know that if you put the key in the ignition, certain things are going to happen, and you have learned that if you do this, that will happen kind of thing. That is magical thinking. In anthropology, they call that a magical way of thinking. Good question.
Yes. Hard to answer. Gabby, do you have a follow-up question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a good question, though. It's magic is a place that I like to hang out and try to see if I can't change reality with my basic thoughts. that is possible. And if it's possible, it's probable. There are real magicians out there. Mostly they're stage magicians, but there are the real deal sometimes. That would be a wise old man.
So what you're saying, Rick, is that the magicians distract you on stage so that you're looking where they want you to look so that you cannot see the sleight of hand.
That is a lower form of changing consciousness they have. Because you're not actually seeing something. What you're really doing is filtering it, and you're not noticing something else happening. And that subtle difference is the difference between one form of magic and the other, and the use of high-end technology. Imagine being in the 17th century and someone pulled out a cell phone and started talking to their mother. Now that would be seen like witchcraft. In fact, talking hundreds of miles like we are right now, millions of miles, hundreds, thousands of miles, to be able to do that with technology.
Gabby, thanks for your question. Grace Thorne's class, sixth grade class, Ryan, Oklahoma, is with us for the next hour. We're doing 2 hours of sixth grade science right here at USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and we're going to be back right after the top of the hour. News and commercials, more science, more sixth grade questions, more brilliant questions from our sixth grade class, Ryan, Oklahoma. We'll be right back.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.